The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Hi, everyone. I'm David Byrd in Washington, and here's what's happening in entertainment news. It's been a year since Donald Trump was elected president of the United States. Penelope Pulu tells us about a new documentary that looks at Election Day 2016 from several viewpoints.
Did you vote today?
From the liberal college student to the conservative West Virginia coal miner.
Now the election, the future for the coal industry.
Jeff Deutschman's documentary, 11-8-16, follows American voters during Election Day last November. He showcases 16 out of the 50 voters his team of filmmakers had followed that day across the United States.
We wanted it to be a broad cross-section of individuals that represented, you know, diversity geographically, demographically, and ideologically.
From a Sikh cabbie supporting Democrat Hillary Clinton in Queens, New York, to an exonerated convict in Alabama who gets back his right to vote for the first time in 30 years, to a pro-Donald Trump military veteran in Miami and a dreamer whose future is at stake if Trump won, 11-8-16 shows that people voted on issues they felt affected them personally. The film also shows that most believed media projections that Hillary Clinton was going to win.
The election will be over by 9 o'clock, they'll call it by 9:30, and everything will be peaceful and wonderful.
What if it goes the other way?
What? I'm not going to go the other way. No way. Mark it down.
Jeff Deutschman says his documentary reveals deep cultural divisions in American society the media missed.
So I think it's important not to get stuck in the echo chambers that we all live in. You know, we surround ourselves with people virtually and in real life that are like-minded, and I understand that. I do it as much as anyone. But I think it's really important to try and regularly confront the fact that of how big this country is, and to allow that vastness to inform the decisions that we make about how we vote and, you know, how we speak.
The film does not take sides. Deutschman says a year later, America remains deeply polarized across the same lines. He hopes that films like his, by humanizing the American electorate, can encourage dialogue. Penelope Pulu, VOA News.
To see video of this story, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.